The following is a production of Des Moines Sears Media.
Good morning, and welcome to the Creating Positive Energy podcast with me, David Sears. Have you reached a point in your life where you think that the best days have passed you by? Do you think that just because you're in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, etc., you can't do anything meaningful or impactful? Then boy, do I have the story for you. I'm going to briefly summarize a life story of a man who struggled to control his temper, lost everything multiple times, and finally succeeded at what he wanted to do at the young age of 62. This young man started out with a tough upbringing in rural Indiana. His father passed away when he was only six, making him have to learn to cook and care for his two younger siblings while his mother worked at a tomato cannery. During this time, the young boy learned how to make delicious breads, vegetables, and meat from what he and his two siblings could scrounge up while their mother was at work. His mother later remarried, but unfortunately her new husband died as well. At the age of 10, he began working as a farmhand and kept doing that when his mother remarried again when he was 12. The new stepfather had a contentious relationship with this upstart, and eventually the boy dropped out of school to live and work on a nearby farm before leaving his hometown at the age of 13 to head to the big city of Indianapolis. While in Indianapolis, he took a job painting horse carriages before leaving the city at 14 to move to southern Indiana and begin work as a farmhand yet again. He falsified his birthday to join the army at 16 and served as a wagoner in Cuba, where he received the Cuban Pacification Medal before being honorably discharged at 17. He then went to Sheffield, Alabama, and later Jasper, Alabama, working for the Southern Railway doing various jobs until he was fired for participating in union activities. He then worked around the South for various railways before deciding to pursue a law career in Little Rock, Arkansas. A courtroom brawl with his own client ruined his legal reputation. The young man was forced to move with his wife and three children back to Indiana to live with his mother while he pursued work again in the railroad industry. In 1920, at the age of 30, this man started a ferry boat company, all while still cooking and preparing meals for his family. The ferry company became a huge success, allowing him to become secretary of the company before resigning and selling his shares for $22,000 and using it to establish an acetylene lamp company that only sold the lamps for cash. This was a huge failure as the electric lamps became permanent and were bought on credit, making him unable to compete. In 1930, the Shell Oil Company allowed him to run a service station in North Corbin, Kentucky, where he perfected his cooking style, serving mainly chicken dishes and other meals such as country hams and steaks. His main competition ended up getting a shootout with this man that resulted in the death of an employee at the Shell station and the competitor sent to prison. The governor of Kentucky was so impressed by the food that he made this man a Kentucky colonel, which allowed his restaurant to grow in popularity, eventually bringing in a national food critic named Duncan Hines. Hines named this man's restaurant in his publication, Adventures in Good Eating, which recommended restaurants throughout the United States. This success led him to purchase a hotel in Asheville, North Carolina in July of 1939. In November of 1939, his restaurant burned down in North Corbin. He rebuilt it as a hotel and restaurant that could seat 140 people. Needing a faster way to fry chicken, he perfected his secret recipe in 1940 at the age of 50 by using a pressure cooker instead of pan frying. World War II made tourism dry up, forcing him to close his hotel in North Carolina and become a cafeteria supervisor in Seattle, working for the United States government. He was then later transferred to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Tough times left him divorced before heading west to Salt Lake City, Utah, where he licensed his secret recipe to one of the largest restaurants in the city. After 1 year, sales had tripled at the restaurant, with the chicken sales making up 75% of the increase. A sign painter hired by the restaurant's owner came up with an idea to focus on the southern hospitality of the colonel and dubbed the restaurant Kentucky Fried Chicken. At the age of 65, the colonel sold his restaurant in North Corbin and was left with just his savings and a Social Security check. Traveling and often sleeping in the back of his car, the colonel began franchising his Kentucky Fried Chicken concept around the nation. The colonel would cook his chicken for the owners of various restaurants, and if the employees liked it, he would franchise that restaurant. He and his new wife set up the corporate headquarters in Shelbyville, Kentucky, where they made up the secret spices and shipped them all over the country. As you may have figured out, this man, this colonel, named Harland David Sanders, founded one of the first successful fast food franchises that had expanded internationally. Though he faced many setbacks, he kept pursuing his dreams and succeeded at the age of 62. Colonel Sanders became the face of the franchise that many people around the world associate with fried chicken to this very day. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Creating Positive Energy. Please like, share, and subscribe. This show is available on all major podcasting platforms. If you would like to advertise on this show or any other show on Des Moines Sears Media, feel free to message me on X at DavidSears75, on Instagram at DavidSears1982, or email me at DavidSears1982@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on these platforms as I tweet a lot and post lots of memes and inspirational memes. I look forward to sharing positive things with you every day and growing this show with listeners and like-minded people like you. I'm David Sears, and remember, today is a great day to have a great day.
The proceeding has been a production of Des Moines Sears Media.